How's everybody doing tonight? Ready for a good coffee house? Yeah, we got quite a lineup tonight. My name's Brent Wiersma. I'm the business manager here. And I thought I'd first give you just a little summary of what you have in store for you tonight. We have Jordan Horner, who's going to play a little sax for us. And Leif Oynes is going to do a little magic. And then we have Mark Getches, Laura Duke, myself, and my daughter, Emily. Just bring a little summer to you tonight, and you'll be able to participate in that. And then Gail Rossi, our nurse, is going to read a story to us. And we'll have a little puppet show by Janice Hawkins. Clark Reed. Is Clark around? There he is. He's going to do a little trick for us, too. Are you excited? Woo! Okay. Then we're going to have intermission, and then we'll have some poetry. There. Some poetry? No, I'm not nervous. Just watch it. Thank you. We're going to have some poetry then and some classical cello. And a guitar solo. And then we're going to end the evening with some funky drums, guitar, cello. I'm not really sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be a great evening. And I'll keep you entertained. Right, Jared? Woo! Okay. So let's start out the evening with Jordan Horner. Jordan is a sophomore at Holden High, and he's quite a musician. This is just one of the probably 10 instruments Jordan plays. Is that right, Jordan?
No, four. Four.
Four. Well, I exaggerate. Okay. But he's great. So, Jordan, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jordan. That was great. Before we go on to our next act, I brought a dictionary with me. And this is kind of an alternative dictionary. And I just thought you might enjoy some of the definitions from the dictionary.
I would like that.
You like that? Okay, good. Okay, the first one is an aardvark. Everybody knows what an aardvark is. It's a noun, and it means strenuous labor. Get it? Aardvark. Okay, I got one more before our next act. This is apparent. It's also a noun. It's a large, old, bossy person whose sole function is to torture young people. Yeah, my children tell me that definition often. Okay, our next act is Leaf, Lucky Leaf. Lucky Leaf Oinas. He's a fourth grader at Holden School, and he's going to do a little magic for us. So take it away, Leaf. Do you need the microphone? No. Okay, go ahead. House rules are behind us. Dave Secor and Eric Alm are serving us coffee and goodies tonight. Let's give them a big round of applause. Also want to thank everybody else that helped make this evening possible. Everybody who moved furniture and planned events. And so why don't we give them a round of applause now. Thank you. Okay. You want to hear a few more definitions, Sarah? Just one? Okay. Two? Okay, two. Okay. Okay, how about aromatic? It's a rapid fire bow or crossbow. How about atrophy? What every athlete and sportsman longs for. Huh? Get it? Atrophy. Okay, I think you've had enough of that for a little while. Okay, our next act. Oh, this is a very special one, if I do so say so myself. Hey, you got it. Okay, this is the garden song. And Mr. Getches, are you ready? Mr. Getches is holding my youngest daughter, Abby, right now. So. He needs to bring something up, I think, don't you? Oh, you are so prepared. Now, this song that we're going to sing is called The Garden Song. And it was made famous by Arlo Guthrie. And we have done this before, but only once. So you'll have to bear with us. And singing with us tonight is my daughter, Emily. She's a first grader at Holden School. An excellent singer, right? Yes. Does your mic work? Yeah? No. Okay. And Laura Duke. Laura works in the kitchen. And Mark Getches also works in the kitchen. He's kind of laying down here right now, but you'll see him.
What grade is he in?
What grade is he in? He's past that. You want to tell him the song about the skeleton?
What? Or the joke?
Yeah. Okay, she's going to tell you a joke.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road? Because he didn't have any guts.
Okay. Now, let me explain a little. You know, we're not professional musicians. I know we look like it, but so we're going to have a little help from Arlo tonight. We're going to play his CD in the background, but we also want a little help from you, and we're going to have you help us sing the chorus. And the first time we sing the chorus, we'll sing it by ourselves, right, Laura?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. But then after the first time, we'd like you to all sing with us.
Right.
Okay, good. How are you doing there, Mark?
Soon.
Soon.
He's getting the right number. Got any more definitions? Oh, funny you should ask. Okay, let's do one more. How about a cardiac? That's an obsessed poker player. You like that one?
No, your kid's coughing.
Don't cough in the mic. He'll pass germs. Okay? Okay. It looks like... Do I have a question? Oh, okay. Whatever. How about Dodo? That's a double negative with a head cold. Dodo. Get it? Boom. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Is something wrong here, Mark?
It's
taking a lot longer. Okay. Well, that's why I brought this book with me. Just for incidences like this. How about isolate? That's an adjective. Delayed on account of frozen roads. Get it? Isolate. Delayed on account of frozen roads. Isolate. Huh? Where most of the hot air in the U.S. is produced. Oh, you like that one? In Congress? We're ready?
We're sharing.
Oh, we have to share a mic. Okay. We have problems sharing mics, don't we?
Well, Mark wants his own.
Okay. Where's your chairs? You really want to sit down?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground.
Inch by inch, row by row,
we bless these seeds I sow.
Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Weeds, picking stones.
We are made of dreams and bones.
Need a place to call my own, cause the time is close at hand.
Grain for grain, sun and rain,
find a way to nature's chain.
Turn my body and my brain to the music of the land.
Inch by inch, row by row,
gonna make this garden grow.
Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground.
Inch by inch, row by row,
please bless these seeds I sow.
Please bless them deep below,
till the rain comes tumbling down.
Plant your rows straight and long, seeded with a prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her loving care. Old Crow watching from a tree, Scott is hungry, I on thee. In my garden I'm as free as a feathered thief up there. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Gonna mulch it deep and low,
gonna make it fertile ground.
Inch by inch, row by row,
please keep these seeds I sow.
Please keep them safe below,
till the rain comes tumbling down.
One more time!
Inch by inch, row by row,
gonna make this garden grow.
Gonna make it deep and low,
gonna make it fertile ground.
inch by inch,
row by row.
Bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Thank you. Gotta turn Pete Seeger off now. What?
We gotta save these for the next coffee.
Where are we putting this thing? Shove it back
there. Well, that was fun. Thanks for your help. Our next act is kind of a tradition here at Holden. And I'm looking for the person who's going to do the next act. Gail Rossi, is she around? There she is. She's hiding. Gail. Gail's going to read us a story. Is that right, Gail? All right. As she makes her way up here, I might as well read another word, don't you think? Impeccable. Unable to be eaten by a chicken. Okay. Do you need the microphone, Gail?
Yeah. Children can come up here.
Children?
Children? Or adults that want to. Or
yeah. We're all children at heart, aren't we?
Are we? The story I'm going to read tonight is called I Want to Be Me. And it's about a little black girl. And I'll show the children the pictures, and if you can see also, that's great. Today, a woman and a man, another lady, another man, and my friend asked me, what do I want to be? I thought and I thought. They were tired of waiting, so I said, I'll tell you tomorrow. I walked home slowly. I picked up rocks and dirt that filled the air like tiny butterflies. I held a handful of river water, then I let it go above my head like rain. I licked a patch of sunlight on my arm. I played hopscotch in footprints after I made them. I made a grass mustache, a dandelion beard, and a bird nest toupee. The wind was a magician, and it turned me into a dancer. I danced until I was dizzy, and the sky turned into a lake. So I stood on my head and was a fish swimming in it. I double dutched with strands of rainbow. Then I fastened the strands to my hair and my toes and became a fiddle that sunbeams played. Then I sang with the oxygen choir. At sunset, I was a fighter fire, and I squirted water at the sun until it turned into the moon and until it was so dark, the stars couldn't play hide-and-seek anymore. All home free, I said. By the time I got home, I knew what I wanted to be. What? We're going to find out. What do you think?
Me. You have to be her.
We'll see. I want to be big, but not so big that a mountain or a synagogue seems small. I want to be strong, but not so strong that a kite seems weak. I want to be old, but not so old that Mars and Jupiter and the redwoods seem young. I want to be fast, but not so fast that lightning seems slow. I want to be wise, but not so wise that I can't learn anything. I want to be beautiful, but not so beautiful that a train moving in the sun like a metal peacock's glowing feather on tracks that are like stilts 1,000 miles long, laid down like a ladder up a flat mountain. Wow, seems dull. I want to be green, but not so green that I can't also see purple. I want to be tall, but not so tall that nothing is above me. Up must still be somewhere with clouds and sky. I want to be quiet, but not so quiet that nobody can hear me. I also want to be sound, a whole orchestra with two bassoons and an army of cellos. Sometimes I want to be just the triangle, a tinkle that sounds like an itch. I want to be still, but not so still that I turn into a mannequin or get mistaken for a tree. I want to be in motion, but I want the ants in my pants to sometimes take a vacation. Sometimes I want to be slow, but not so slow that everything passes me by. Sometimes I want to be small, but not so small that I am easy to miss. About the size of the thought of a bud before it opens and becomes a universe in which bees orbit like planets. Sometimes I want to be invisible, but not gone. Sometimes I want to be weightless and floating in the air, able to fly when I want to be and able to stay on the ground when I feel like it. I want to be a leaf that is part canoe, riding the water as if it's a liquid horse. I want to be comfortable in all elements. I want to be language, a way to share thoughts. That's what my grandmother says when she speaks in tongues. That's also music. I want to be my grandmother's hands when she signs, when she seems to be blessing everything. I want to be all the people I know, then I want to know more people so I can be them too. Then they can all be me. I want to be a new kind of earthquake, rocking the world, as if it's a baby in a cradle. I want to be eyes looking everywhere. I want to be ears hearing everything. I want to be hands touching everything. I want to be mouth tasting everything. I want to be heart feeling everything. I want to be life doing everything. That's all. That's it.
The end. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. Beats flus and colds, doesn't it? Okay. Well, our next act is going to be quite a treat. Janice Hawkins is going to do a little puppet show for us. What? Huh?
You're to be introducing me.
Oh, what's your name again?
What? You've never heard of me?
Well, I can't.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I'm pretty absent-minded. What's your name again?
You're saying you've never heard of me?
Well,
where have you been?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, I guess I'll just have to do it myself,
okay,
then.
Okay.
Oh, some people. Well, hello. My name is Krista. You probably already knew that. Well, I'm not at quite at my best tonight. Because, well, you want to know why? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of my little brother. Yeah, that's not the worst part. I mean, just having a little brother. My little brother wants to... He's not here. Thank goodness. No, my little brother slept in my bed last night. Yeah. But that's not the worst. Well, my little brother had a bad dream last night. But that's not the worst thing. Well, the worst thing is my little brother throws up. Yuck. But, well, it could have been worse. Let me tell you. Well, my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was I heard that. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been me. Now my bunny's name was Bill, and he was pink and white. His eyes were purple, and they glowed at night. His ears were ragged and his nose was red. He was soft as my pillow from his paws to his head. But then my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. Yep. You weren't listening before, were you? You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been me. Now my dad tried to help when I started to scream. He threw my bunny in the washing machine. But my bunny Bill still smells so bad. I lost the best friend a kid ever had. 'Cause you probably know it by now, so you might as well join in. 'Cause my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been me. Now my bunny sits up on my shelf at home, next to my smelly toy telephone, and the dirty old bear with the stains and the spots. 'Cause my little brother throws up a lot. Yeah, my brother. You have a weird sense of humor. Well, my brother threw up on my stuffed toy bunny. You better not laugh, 'cause it really isn't funny. It was lying in my bed when I was sound asleep. But it could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been me. You know, it could have been worse. You know, it could have been me. Let me tell you. Thank you. Well, excuse me. I have to go take a nap now.
That was great. Now, what is next? Oh. Definition. I guess I can do a few more of those. Jocular, of or relating to sports. Okay, let's see. I got some good ones here. So, is it? Is this available in the bookstore? Oh, we'll have to get it for next year, right? Locality. Quality of being non-fattening. You like that one?
The first poem's called Daybreak in Alabama. So if you've been to Alabama, close your eyes and picture it. If you haven't, it doesn't look much different in Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana. Oops. When I get to be a composer, I'm going to write me some music about daybreak in Alabama. And I'm going to put the prettiest songs in it. Rising out of the ground like a swamp mist and falling out of heaven like soft dew. And I'm going to put some tall, tall trees in it and the scent of pine needles and the smell of red clay after rain and long red necks and poppy-colored faces and big brown arms and the field daisy eyes of black and white, black, white, black people. And I'm going to put white hands and black hands and brown hands and yellow hands and red clay earth hands in it, touching everybody with kind fingers and touching each other natural as dew. And in that dawn of music, when I get to be a composer and write about daybreak in Alabama. Next one's called Theme for English B. That I should put a preface note in front of a lot of this poetry. It was written in the 50s and 60s, and the language reflects that, and I've chosen to leave it as it was written. The instructor said, "Go home and write a page tonight, and let that page come out of you, then it will be true." I wonder if it's that simple. I'm 22, colored, born in Winston-Salem. I went to school there, then Durham, then here, to this college on the hill above Harlem. I am the only colored student in my class. The steps from the hill lead down into Harlem, through a park, then I cross St. Nicholas, 8th Avenue, 7th, and I come to the Y, the Harlem Branch Y, where I take the elevator up to my room, sit down, and write this page. It's not easy to know what is true for you or me at 22, my age, but I guess I'm what I feel and see and hear. Harlem, I hear you, hear me, we too, you, me, talk on this page. I hear New York too. Me, who? Well, I like to eat, sleep, drink, and be in love. I like to work, read, learn, and understand life. I like a pipe for a Christmas present, or records, Bessie, Bop, or Bach. I guess being color doesn't make me not like the same things other folks like who are other races. So will my page be colored that I write? Being me, it will not be white, but it will be a part of you, instructor. You're white, yet a part of me, and I am a part of you. That's American. Sometimes, perhaps, you don't want to be part of me, nor do I often want to be part of you. But we are, that's true. As I learn from you, I guess you learn from me, although you're older and white and somewhat more free. This is my page for English B. The next poem's, it's not by Langston Hughes, it's by a not very well-known poet named Dudley Randall. But his poem's fairly well known. You may recognize this one. I read this one more for the poem than the poet. It's called Booker T and W.E.B. It's about Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois and an imaginary debate between the two. It seems to me, said Booker T, it shows a mighty lot of cheek to study chemistry and Greek. When Mr. Charlie needs a hand to hoe the cotton on his land, and when Miss Anne looks for a cook, why stick your nose inside a book? I don't agree, said W.E.B., if I should have the drive to seek knowledge of chemistry or Greek, I'll do it. Charles and Miss can look another place for hand or cook. Some men rejoice in skill of hand, and some in cultivating land, and there are others who maintain the right to cultivate the brain. It seems to me, said Booker T, that all you folks have missed the boat, who shout about the right to vote and spend vain days and sleepless nights in uproar over civil rights. Just keep your mouths shut, do not grouse, but work and save and buy a house. I don't agree, said W.E.B., for what can property avail if dignity and justice fail? Unless you help to make the laws, they'll steal your house with trumped up claws. A rope's as tight, a fire as hot, no matter how much cash you've got. Speak soft and try your little plan, but as for me, I'll be a man. It seems to me, said Booker T. I don't agree, said W.E.B. Harlem. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? Some of those questions that Langston Hughes asked in Dream Deferred were addressed often and profoundly by two men who weren't known for poets, but for their speaking and writing skills, and I'd like to read from them now. The first is from a letter that Martin Luther King Jr. wrote in the Birmingham jail. It brings us back to Alabama. It's a response to a letter from other clergy in the area who wrote him and told him that his activities at the time were unwise and untimely, and if he would just wait, things would get better, but that he was making things difficult for everybody. This is a couple paragraphs from that letter, the letter he wrote back to them. Lamentably, it is an historical fact that the privileged groups seldom give up their privileges voluntarily. Individuals may see the moral light and voluntarily give up their unjust posture. But as Reinhold Niebuhr has reminded us, groups tend to be more immoral than individuals. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have yet to engage in a direct action campaign that was, quote, well-timed in the view of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease of segregation. For years now, I have heard the word wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see, with one of our distinguished jurists, that justice too long delayed is justice denied. We have waited for more than 340 years for our constitutional and God-given rights. Two years after that, Malcolm X was addressing a group of people about 3 months before he was killed in the very ballroom in which he was killed. He was talking a lot about how change is made and addressing some of the same issues that Martin Luther King was addressing and trying to answer some of the same questions that Langston Hughes raised in his poetry. And for this one, I would like you to close your eyes and listen. There's a phrase in here you've heard a million times. See if you can hear it a new way. Policies change and programs change according to time, but the objective never changes. You might change your method of achieving the objective, but the objective never changes. Our objective is complete freedom, complete justice, complete equality by any means necessary. The last poem I want to read to you, I think, is that here? Oh, I left it, so we'll just leave it at that.
Thank you, Ryan. Our next act is going to be by Chrissy Post, and Chrissy is a half-time teacher's aide at Holden School and half-time kitchen help. Chrissy's going to play the cello for us.
Part of his suite number 3 for unaccompanied cello.
Thank you. Things I know you're getting a little sick of them, but the peas are really good. Just trust me. Okay, Paradox, a very small medical group. That was good, wasn't it? Okay, Perspire, how church builders calculate their construction costs. Okay, porcupine, a non-kosher variety of coniferous tree. Porcupine, non-kosher variety of coniferous tree. Okay, our next act is Bob Thompson. Bob's going to do a guitar solo for us. And Bob is a housekeeper here at Holden. So you have him to thank for your clean rooms, right, Bob? Okay, I'm not going to read any more of these for a while. So. Hey!
It's starting to get good.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Thank you.
right? I think this kind of works by itself on that.
Last act, last and definitely not least, is going to be by Jared Bonet and Scott Grinnell and Chrissy Post. Jared is our head maverick, and Scott is our garbologist and carpenter's assistant, and I already told you about Chrissy. You all ready to go there, Jared?
Yes.
Okay.
Quarterback.
Are we in two? Yeah, two.
We are professionals.
We're going to do three songs. The first is a traditional Irish tune about a maid with nut brown hair called Rosie McCann. The name of the song is The Star of the County Down.
I scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. In my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke till my plow is rust colored brown. Till I smile in pride by my own fireside with the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
The next one we'll do is the Scarborough Fair Canticle by Paul Simon.
Thank you.
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a canebrasher,
a deep forest,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without no seams, no need of work, then she'll be a true love of mine.
Sleeps unaware of a clarion.
Tell her to find me an acre of land, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Between the salt water and the sea strand, then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And gather it all in a bunch of heather. Then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and time. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
The hey ho sign. Still I will